I met Vance twice. The first time we met over a bowl of collard greens at the home of broadcast legend Carol Simpson. His words, "There ain't none left." It was like that. We anchored at different stations but considered each other part of a fraternity of black men who somehow managed to make it to the anchor seat of a major market news station. We knew that we stood on the shoulders of African Americans who lived and died, never seeing people of color, or for that matter, women, on TV. We felt a shared sense of pride and responsibility to not only get it first, but get it right. And we were fierce competitors. I celebrated when I beat him in the ratings, but I also celebrated when he beat me, which, sadly, was more often than not. The second time I met Jim was at the Million Man March. Imagine my surprise when I saw him running across the National Mall, coming toward me as if we were lifelong friends. He gave me a bear hug and said, "Now I know at least two stations will get this thing right." He didn't have to say anything more. The legacy of Jim Vance will be shaped far beyond the anchor desk. His face was a warm welcome to those of us who saw Washington as the mecca for black broadcasters. His presence at the anchor desk inspired generations that followed. The message resonated with every single word he read. You can be the quarterback, not just the running back. You can be the anchor, not just the reporter. Jim proved to Washington, to the world, and to generations that followed that it was possible to be black, a journalist, and loved by people of all races. In the end, he wasn't just a black anchor. He was the best. And for that, he will truly be missed. Godspeed, old friend, and save some greens for me in heaven.